an account. Just visit our website at thumbnational.com. You'll discover TN Bill Pay is simple to understand and easy to navigate. Research demonstrates online bill paying through your financial institution is 10 times safer than mailing checks. Let us at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company show how you can put more trust and more savings in your bill paying.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, a Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an edge to get back on track? Edge is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an edge to complete your high school education, contact Unionville-Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org. And click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville-Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
We're back here at Laker High School. Sue Schrader, Brent Weiner. You just got done listening to the game of the week where the Lakers maintained the lead all the way up until the 2:41 mark of the fourth quarter, and then they gave up the lead, and then we had three lead changes from the rest of the way out, and unfortunately for the Lakers, they ended up with the layup, the one-point loss after playing a great game, controlling the tempo most of the game. They even slowed it down in the first quarter, or the first half. They even went into a mini little spiral here in the fourth, and then they took some panic shots. And you can see that they haven't been in a lot of post-game this year to know what they wanted to do with it and stuff. They had some wide-open shots that they went in. As coaches, we just said, beautiful. As coaches, and they miss it, we say, oh, they should have never done that. And that's what we're saying here tonight is that, yeah, it's a good idea to take it, but you also got to know to pull it back out. And give credit to Lakers. Most of these guys know that. But hey, you haven't been in a big ball game like this all year long. You got a packed full house. You're playing your rival. It's coming home night. You know, they're high school kids. You don't think about that. You think about, I'm going in, making this bucket. The lead's going back up to three, and I won't have to panic quite as much if I got a bigger lead.
You're right. It's like that one of our good officiating buddies says, time, score, and situation. You need to know what's going on in the game, what kind of time is left, who's leading. And they had the lead, and they took some shots that probably, when they watch the tape tomorrow or Monday, Coach Wojcicki will mention to them that maybe they shouldn't have taken, but we knew it would be a big game when we got here. When I get here and see longtime scorekeeper Randy Schwarzendruber in a three-piece suit and a green Laker tie, I knew it was a big deal tonight, and they really came to play, did an outstanding job for 32 minutes, but at the end of the day, you do got to credit USA for, you know, their comeback. Jake Holland put him on his shoulders in the fourth quarter, and it was impressive.
You know, I totally lost my train of thought there. You know what, you got to give, as coaches, and this is what I'm sure Jeremy Medeski is going to do, I think what we were just talking about there on the shooting like that and someone being rushed, that's where you go into your say to your players tomorrow. You know what, every game somebody has responsibilities, and I think Medeski, or I know you or I would at least go in there and say, you know what, that was my fault. I should have used the timeout. I should have maybe said to you, hey, this is the score, this is what's going on, we don't need to panic and settle your team down. And, you know, of course, he's in the game, and kudos to Jeremy. He knows what he's doing. He didn't even probably think about it either. And, you know, you can sit here now, and we can play quarterback and say, hey, we should have did this, we should have did that. But, yeah, as a coach, you need to do that, too, and you need to say to your players, hey, we haven't been in this game, and you got to think about that. But, hey, he's excited. He knows it's a big rival game. He's new to the league over here. And, you know, he wants to make a good statement, too, and unfortunately for that, but I think that's what he'll do tomorrow. He'll walk in and say to the kids, hey, we played a beautiful game. We led most of the way. It's the one that got away, but we'll learn from it and move on from there. And I think that's what you'll see. And I think they'll bounce right back. Their next game is going to be with, you know what? I don't have their next game in front of me. They have a night off, I believe. They play one thing. You know, it doesn't get any easier for Lakers. They move on next Wednesday. They play at Vassar. And then on Friday night, guess who they draw? Harbor Beach at home. And you know, Harbor Beach is tied at tough at home. So we'll see how that goes. One thing is, Harbor Beach picked up a win tonight, and advanced to 5-1 in the Greater Thumb East, but they also have a makeup game tomorrow. but none other than the cellar dwellers, whatever you want to call them, Mayville. But you can't take that game for granted either. And it's a back-to-back game, and it's a long road trip for Mayville up to Harbor Beach, but Harbor Beach is riding all the way home tonight from Down City.
Yeah, it's still going to be tough for Mayville to go there on Saturday when you don't have school and get up and go there knowing that it's a long uphill climb, but I will be over there tomorrow to take part in that one, and we'll see how that goes. One thing to note in the league race, Harbor Beach has not played Sandusky at all yet. So they got them two times yet, and although they're probably out of the league race, I think they might determine who does win the league. They're a very Jekyll and Hyde team, and they're in most every game, so I'll be curious to see how that plays out.
How tall is the USA guys? I don't know a whole lot about the USA team. Are they big guys, big post players, or how are they going to match up with Harbor Beach?
Dave Dowell's their big center, and he's probably 6'4". But other than that, they don't have a lot of size, which actually fits exactly what Harbor Beach has. They're very similar. I do think Harbor Beach's guards are probably quicker. And it seems like teams that neutralize Harbor Beach's guards tend to win. And if Harbor Beach can have their way out front, they should be okay against Sandusky.
You know, we'll stay on that topic for a little bit later on, that we're talking about Harbor Beach and what they're going to have to do to stay in contention and continue to contend for the Greater Thumb East. And they are, not to mention the defending Greater Thumb East team. And they went undefeated in the Greater Thumb East. And in the regular season, they only had one loss, which was to these Lakers here at Lakers. And then the only other loss was in the regional championship game. So they've got that going for them. But they have probably the toughest schedule the rest of the way out, if you ask me. They have to, like you said, play Sandusky twice. They have to travel to... They play Brown City again at home. They play Brown City at Harbor Beach. So they've got some toughness coming up. They've got some games that they've got to. But you know what? They've got some good scheduling. Because right in the middle of all this, they always have a crossover game or something else, and that's always a good time to regroup and say, hey, it's not when we got to win, we want to win, but it gives them a chance to reset and refocus. So kudos to the athletic director over there for the schedule, and a lot of this isn't because of the snow, it's because of how the scheduling was, right?
One thing I'll only clarify, I forgot, Harbor Beach beat Sandusky Wednesday night. That was their first matchup. They do have them one more time, but I apologize for that.
And that matchup is at home, though, so that is to their advantage. You know, you go in there and you play on that 94-foot, I believe it is, isn't it? It's college regulation, and it does make a big difference, and it is intimidating. Just like I talked with Coach Sack the other night after that game, when you leave that gymnasium, you come to these other gyms, they feel smaller, and you do have to make that adjustment. So it's an advantage and a disadvantage either way. But I believe you're looking at your totals there for tonight. Go ahead.
Sure, I'll run through them real quick. Obviously, we know USA was a 45-44 winner. First for Lakers, they were led in scoring by Chase Walker with 12 points. They had Evan Gosho, Brody Lawrence, and Paul Wilmer with 8 apiece. Tim Warwick had 6, and Nathan Crone added a deuce. For USA, the winners, Jake Hyland, the senior, 16 points, 10 of them in the fourth quarter. He really stepped up his game. Sean McBrayer had 9 points. Botello, 7 points, and obviously that huge three-pointer down the stretch. 5 points for Nick Fletcher, and he played an outstanding game, even with only scoring the 5 points. And then they had 4 from Rick and 2 from Corey. Kyle Fletcher and James also had a bucket. So, again, USA 45-44 winners tonight.
And just another congratulations as this one's coming home for the Lakers to Peter Meade, who was the king, and to Brooklyn Foy, who was crowned the queen at halftime. Congratulations to them, and we hope they had a good week this week and a lot of fun. And looking at the Wild Wild West, Lakers obviously definitely is way down at the bottom. Now they fall down to 1-6. Dallas is still fighting it out with Bay City All Saints. We've not gotten an update, if anybody's got an update for us.
I just got one, and at the end of the third quarter, Dallas has a 48-40 lead. So, well, Coach Gainforth and Coach Green from Cal City are probably smiling right now and keeping their fingers crossed.
And I'm sure if we could pass that message along to any one of these Lakers fan, USA fans, they would be real happy. So, again, the Wild Wild West, nobody's safe. And Dallas, if we can keep our fingers crossed, they'll fall over 48-40 over basically all things at home, and that's tough. But so they will see what that one will be. And let's take a look at, we talked about the runoffs, we've talked about all things, we've talked about Reese, we've talked about Vassar. We really don't have too much more to talk about other than the NCCL. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back here, talk a little bit about the NCCL, and then we'll have some, maybe a panel from over at Ugly then. So we're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Sand Point residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How?